From Tidbits on July 20th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for July 20th, 2009, written by Doug McLean. Firefox 3.5.1 from Mozilla is a security and stability update to the recently updated web browser. Version 3.5.1 addresses a serious security issue that could occur when, in some cases, the just-in-time compiler would enter a corrupt state after a deep return from a native function. Doesn't that sound fun? Attackers could exploit this weakness to run arbitrary code. TextExpander 2.6.3 from Smile on My Mac is a maintenance update to the typing shortcut utility. Changes include the added capability to sort snippets by labels, improved dead key handling that enables you to use characters with accent marks as abbreviations, and other minor fixes and improvements. Also, several unspecified changes have been made to prepare for the release of Snow Leopard. iMovie 09 8.0.4 from Apple deals with three issues. Video captured on the iPhone 3GS in portrait orientation is now rotated correctly. Adding multiple beat markers in some languages no longer causes instability. And using the fine-tuning editing controls beyond stabilized portions of a clip no longer freezes iMovie. Kudos to Apple for providing specific release notes. Unlike earlier updates to iMovie 09, there are no other undocumented changes in this release. The update is available via software update or as a standalone download. iTunes 8.2.1 from Apple issues a handful of unspecified bug fixes, and more notably, quote, addresses an issue with verification of Apple devices, end quote. Translation: Apple has made swift work of Palm Pre's hacky iTunes sync feature. The question now is when, or whether, Palm will patch the hack. QuickKeys 4 from Startly Technologies is a major update to the long-standing automation utility. The latest version adds abbreviations for text expansion and shortcuts, web actions that automate web page actions, a QuickKeys online resource center, a new instant shortcut feature that enables users to create a shortcut on the spot, a forthcoming QuickKeys Anywhere remote control app for your iPhone and iPod Touch, a batch processor that can run shortcut actions on a folder of multiple files, and the capability to find shortcuts based on a wide variety of criteria. The full list of over 60 changes is available via Startly Technologies website. Quadro Mac OS X Driver Release 18.5.2 from NVIDIA is regarded as a critical stability update for the GeForce GTX 285 and GeForce FX 4800 graphics cards. The update is needed for preserving Mac OS X kernel compatibility for users upgrading to the forthcoming Mac OS X 10.5.8. Both cards are designed for Mac Pro systems, though only people who bought the build-to-order card will need to worry about updating. If you're not sure about your graphics card, check the PCI Cards section in System Profiler. Hazel 2.3.1 from Noodlesoft is the latest version of the file cleanup utility. The new version adds multi-user support for App Suite, auto-completion within fields, enhanced formatting options, syntax highlighting, support for transmission and Opera, and an improved script editor. Overall, performance has also been improved, and several bugs have been fixed, including two crashing bugs related to missing trash directories and Spotlight database schemas. The full release notes are available via Noodlesoft's website. Checkup 2.5 from App for Mac is a significant update to the multipurpose maintenance utility. Changes include an updated interface, support for recent Macs, enhanced system and font views, and improved alert management. Also, users can now export graph data, select the default application for any given document, and select any folder for the check for duplicates function. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.